My fat ass is going back on tour in like a month, I think. And March, early March. So come see me, and Maggie Winters is going to be joining me on the Fibs and Friends tour. We're going to keep that thing going. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City, Chicago, Omaha, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Virginia Beach, Richmond, Virginia, Honolulu, Hawaii, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina. It's news to me. I'm really excited, and I'll see you guys there. I'll have the link in my ass. So come get it. It's going to be in my bio. Sorry. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Illyria. Name the movie.
Ella Enchanted.
Wrong.
Wait, hold on.
Welcome, welcome.
Wait, you know that that's the Illyrian Mountains. That's the play that's in from Akatar. Is that what you're
talking
about?
Well, I don't think it's from Akatar. Let's talk about where...
Not Akatar.
Okay. Let's talk about Akatar, and let's talk about where they maybe drew inspiration from. Like, maybe Akatar drew their inspo from She's the Man, perhaps.
Oh. But She's the Man, you know what that's based off of.
The Iliad?
Is it Twelfth Night? I know it's Shakespeare.
The Odyssey.
Nope, Shakespeare. So that
The Odyssey was written by Odysseus.
Illyria then is, I think that was directly taken from Twelfth Night, if I'm not wrong. So that's way maybe where S.A.M. got her. What?
You absolutely do not say. That's Shakespeare? I don't know why I said
that. That is Shakespeare. There's a few like modern remakes of Shakespeare. It's She's the Man.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, I'm talking about like modern as in like completely flipped on its head and made into like something that we can digest via Amanda Bynes. He's All That, maybe, or some. There's a few of those.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I need to dive into some Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's really fun.
The Lion King?
Which one is that based off of? Hamlet?
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
I would start Get Over It, I've never heard of. Romeo and Juliet, random. A Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah, that makes sense. West Side Story. And
no, these kind of those are yet. Like are Shakespeare.
And I mean, She's the Man. Can we click on She's the Man and just I want to see some of the
okay.
The parallels. Yeah, I have not been able to find words.
Twelfth Night is about a girl who has to dress like a man because of something. I forget exactly what.
Oh my gosh, we are not on Prezi.com looking at
we might be the
parallel.
But we watched She's the Man in class when we were doing Twelfth Night.
How nice is that?
It was nice.
That is nice. I just don't. Oh, Twelfth Night is the Shakespeare.
Yes, Twelfth Night is the Shakespeare piece.
So that's the part that I was not connecting. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they should do that more. I think that.
I like that idea.
It's never hurt to have like some modern renditions of.
West Side Story is the modern rendition of Romeo and Juliet.
You don't say.
Yes, I do.
I do say. Okay. I do.
Wait, which I kind of love because Rachel Zegler is in. She's in West Side Story, and now she's in Romeo and Juliet on Broadway. That's so
Romeo.
Cool. I love her.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love her too. That's really cool. Okay, wow. I love stuff like that. Like, I love Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was one of my favorite movies.
Never even heard of it.
It's with George. Etc.
Oh, you're probably thinking of Brand Gelden.
I'm jinking up Brand Gelden. Yeah. No, it's George Clooney. Yeah. I don't know any of the other people at all.
John Goodman, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I've heard of John Goodman.
He's in like everything. Not like I can name specifically though.
If someone hasn't
like Roseanne or something.
Roseanne, yeah. If someone has not seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, because I didn't know that you hadn't, that wasn't just like common knowledge to see Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. It is a fabulous movie. It's so good, and it has one of my favorite songs that's ever been written, ever. I think about it all the time. I am a man of redly sorrow. We have to listen to it in the bonus. It's so good. It's going to give you guys chills. If you listen to it today. Homework. Listen to A Man of... It's by the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh.
Surely you've heard of this.
No, I haven't.
The SBBs.
So George Clooney plays Ulysses, so it's a retelling of the Odyssey.
Ulysses Everett. Yeah, the Odyssey. Written by Odysseus.
Fabulous.
And how were they writing books back then? There, I said it.
What do you mean?
Wait, was Odysseus a real person?
Isn't it by Homer?
Oh my gosh, who's Odysseus?
The character.
I was like, was Odysseus like Beyonce? He just had one name?
No, I'm sure he has a last name in the book.
Odysseus Smith.
I'm sure it's Smith or like Greenblatt.
Greenblatt. Yeah. Okay, who the hell's Homer though?
The author. He's he's Beyonce.
He's Beyonce. Oh, he's no face guard on Homer.
No.
Face guard has been declined. No, you're gonna have to pay. Okay, wow. He is ugly. Homer is ugly. Sorry, Homer, if you're listening.
Like what time? Oh, this is like BCE. 8th century. How did the Odyssey make its way? And how do we understand it? Oh, wait, is it translated from Greek? I want to move on.
Yeah, we can't do this. Yeah. This is like a little bit like 1 degree removed from what we're able to digest this podcast.
I want to move on.
I will say I got a gua sha. That's more our speed.
Are you liking it?
No, it hurts so bad. I think I'm doing it wrong. Yesterday I did it. And, you know, I wanted to look a little snatched.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to look a little put together. I've been eating a lot of Chinese food in my bed. So I needed to bring my swelling down from that. Yeah. And so I got this gua sha and I got some something seed oil, whatever. It's like, I'm not ingesting this specific seed oil, but I'm just putting it in my face. And I'm doing this thing, ow, ow, ow. And I'm not really looking, at some point you figure out the motion. So I'm like, I don't even need to sit in front of the mirror and do this. Like, over. You bring it shit up from your neck and then you do the jaw and you do something here and then you bring it all down. I look at my face in the mirror afterwards. It looks like I have been hooking up with a Dyson air vac and have hickeys all over my body, all over my face. I look like I have been...
You got hickeys from your gouache?
I got just absolutely bruised.
Sucked off from the gouache.
I look like Jay Leno when he fell down that hill.
Oh my God.
I was black and blue and red all over.
I had no idea.
Yeah. What's black and blue and red all over?
Jonathan in a sweater.
Cute.
In a red sweater.
Yeah, that's cute.
But a newspaper.
There's no blue in a newspaper. It's black.
Oh, you said black and blue?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, sorry. I heard black and white.
I didn't have an answer for
Jonathan,
you.
So not Jonathan.
Mm-mm.
Wait, really quick before we move on, just want to address.
I wasn't even ready to move on from Gua Sha. No, just kidding. I
just want to address the fires.
Yeah, we should.
Because it's just so horrible. I'm like in complete shock.
Yeah.
So that's been scary. After last episode, I went to San Diego.
Yeah.
Just as a precaution, even though the Palisades are not near me.
If you listen to the bonus, I'm telling Brooke, a nuke would have to go off for the West Hollywood to catch on fire.
But I was obviously panicking and like just terrified. Went home and then my friends and I evacuated to San Diego just like as a precaution. Like as you were saying, like the fires weren't near me. It was probably like just really being safer than sorry. But the second we got to San Diego, Runyon was ablaze, which is like 2 miles from my house. I truly thought I was going to wake up the next morning with no house.
I know.
Truly. That one was contained. But it really is just like so scary. And I'm thinking so much about the people who've been affected. And Izzy, can we put like resources in the bio of this week's episode? That would be great.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then also... we'll figure out something else. I guess just like watch what we can do. It's been the interesting thing is that there have been so many, like, such an influx of donations that a lot of places are like, we're good on clothes, we're good. Something that is evergreen, cash is always king in that situation. So, like, people still need money. Like, and an evergreen place that you can donate if you're looking for somewhere. A lot of people were DMing me, being like, where can I ship things? It's like, stuff, we don't need more stuff. People have the stuff. But LAFD also always needs money. Cash. That's, like, a good, safe place. It's going to go to good use. And there's a lot of, like previously incarcerated youth that now work in the fire department too. So there's a lot of people that are, like, underpaid, and that's why giving food, like, feeding the firefighters too is so important. But it was really cool. Something that's cool is, like, obviously everyone came together, but one of the, I always thought somewhere that always needs funds and food and physical goods is humane societies.
Yeah.
Pasadena Humane Society was turning people away.
No, everyone, it's great. I guess everyone, like, I went to, Megan and I were trying to find a place to drop off
clothes,
a lot of clothes. I mean, there was nowhere that would take them, which is great because they're, like, so packed with things that people need. But it's, yeah, I think money is the way to go now. I dropped off, I raised money for, not I raised money, like you guys raised money that I collected via my Venmo for, LA Animal Services, so that was great.
Yeah.
So I dropped off that check yesterday. That was so tough to be in that shelter. I don't even want to talk about the shelter, actually, but if you can give money to the animals in any way, that would also...
I know. I know. I started crying when I picked up Max from the shelter.
Oh my God, I, like, am sick.
I know. It's such a, that's such a, it's a crazy thing, but yeah, that's always helpful. We'll find other shelters too. Because a lot of them are outdoors, so with the smoke and ashes too, that's just, like, not good.
No, and there are so many pets that aren't. Brett, our friend Brett, really wanted to adopt a dog, but he wasn't adoptable for, like, another 5 days because there are so many pets that people are just like, they have, they're chipped. We're just waiting to see if their owners will come get them or not. So there's, like, a grace period of, like, time that their owners can come get them before they get adopted. So there was no one we could take home yesterday, except for this young man in the parking lot. I'm sorry, young woman, this little baby dog that Brett was like, you'll just come home with me. So now we have Rita as a member of the family, and she's so precious.
I was scared that was going to happen with Max too. Someone's going to see him and be like, that's my dog. And I'm like, you're going to have to
bring
a firearm because I'm not giving him up.
My cold dead hand.
I'm going to knife you a gunfight. Yeah, insane. You know what's so insane? Not to shift gears, we'll provide stuff. I went on this hike that I always go on. Almost every weekend I go on this hike in the Palisades. And I went on this hike the
you
night-
You went on it?
The night before.
Oh, okay.
The night before. My friend Kylie texted me right after I got home from it, and it was the most gorgeous night. And my friend Kylie texted me the next day and was like, or that night, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go in the morning before I go to work. Do you want to go? And I was like, can't. I have to be in West Hollywood at 9 a.m., whatever. And so I didn't go. She did the hike at 9. She got done with the hike at 9:15 a.m., got in her car. At 10:30 a.m., it was like Palisades fire has begun. And so she reported all of the people she saw on the hike to the police because you had to describe. It started on the trail that I ran the night before.
Wow.
And she was on that morning.
It's just insane, truly. Yeah. Truly, truly.
Any who, Dad?
Wait, also, when we evacuated to San Diego, there were, between us, four cats, which was really an experience. Cats don't really like each other from the onset. It's really hard to introduce cats to each other. You're supposed to do it really slowly, but we didn't really have the luxury of doing that, especially in the car. The way my man hisses at only female cats, it's really interesting. When it comes to male cats, he actually humped Cheddar.
He's gay.
I didn't know.
He's a gay
obviously
man.
He's gay. Like, I knew that pretty early on with him, but, like, it was fabulous to see, like, yeah, this is a gay man, truly, tried and true.
Yeah.
Humping Cheddar, and then the two girls, he couldn't stand them.
Couldn't stand them.
He's not, he's like heterophobic almost. Yeah.
Problematic.
My problematic king.
Yeah.
My problematic gay king.
He's so far on the spectrum that he's part of the problem.
Yeah, he swung too far left.
Swung too far Yeah, for the other team.
Yeah, but that's my son.
He's swinging too hard for the others.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that everything worked out. I didn't evacuate, which was just, I was safe the whole time, but I was like, I'll just stay, and then if anyone needs anything, I'll be able to do that here. And I was early enough to the donation center stuff that we, like, my friends own this surf shop, Saba Surf, I think, maybe. It's on Venice Boulevard. If you're in Venice, check it out. They have a good coffee, too. They have a coffee shop attached to it. They were, like, the first people that were, like, we're accepting donations. Now they're doing, like, a surfboard drive for, like, in the surfing community that was affected. People are donating a ton of surfboards. I think in the first day, they received $50,000 in donations. And they're just, like, boots on the ground, not, like, a foundation, nothing. I was like, wow, that's incredible. But I stayed, and then they're, like, the air quality, because the houses that are burning are like pre-1950s, like pre-war. So they used like asbestos and lead paint and uranium, all that stuff to build those houses. So that burns and now it's in the air. And I was like, well, at least I'm safe down here. I walked to get a coffee and I'm in Venice because I could see the smoke. But I walked to get a coffee and I'm sitting there and I get on my phone and I look back at my coffee. It has a mountain of ash sitting on the lid.
There's no way.
Yeah. In like 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, I need a mask.
Yeah.
I need a mask up. So I drove to Palm Springs for Saturday. But anyways.
Very
harrowing.
It really is apocalyptic. One, just to look out your window and see the smoke. But two, I'm finding just like the social media presence around it to be so apocalyptic too.
Like dystopian.
Like Black Mirror episode vlogging the city burning down.
Yeah. Yeah. I also... Oh my gosh, it's so hard. It's so hard because when I see stuff like this and it's like, okay, they are like making, it's so hard
it's
to put
hard.
Into words
it's
because
hard to
like,
put into words, isn't
it is like you, they are doing good, but it's like, are you doing this for you?
Well, like, it's also hard because I was thinking that too, because people donated to my Venmo so that I could give that to the LA Animal Services. And then I was like, I don't want to post the check.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, ooh, look what I did.
But
I also felt like I had to because I wanted to show you, like, I'm not pocketing your money.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
sending it to the animals.
Yeah.
But I felt so weird doing it. And then obviously everyone was like, you really shouldn't post your signature. Like, had to find something. I was like, it's just my name in cursive. Like, come on. Let
It's okay. You shouldn't post your signature, by the way.
I know that.
You shouldn't post anymore.
I agree.
You should stop posting. You should start blurring out your face when you post selfies.
I agree. Because
so
people
like
might
babies.
Figure out who you are.
Yeah. People might be...
might be dangerous. People could figure out who you are and find you.
You should start posting
your face.
You should start posting and putting an emoji, a huge emoji of your face.
I also once posted something and it was out my window. There was nothing out my window but clouds. Like no buildings, no recognizable anything. And someone commented on the video and was like, someone can find where you live. Like I would delete this. I think she was saying like they could recognize the cloud. But like
that looks like a gingerbread man.
People really.
And I'm waiting outside.
It's that scares me when people comment that because it's like that's only drawing attention for some creep to like see your comment and then like get the idea to find me via cloud. Like you're not helping me. Like. Ooh, it's scary.
I know it is freaky.
But yay.
Yeah.
Anyway, just don't post your signature or your face or
anywhere
you might be.
Or you're going.
Or the clouds.
Never post the clouds.
No matter who you are or who you might be or where you're going or who you might be or where you're going. Do you know what that's from?
I do, but I can't place it. I'm trying to get more.
I'm forgetting the rest of it. Or who you are going with. Or what you might be doing. It's when, in the office, when David Wallace is like, how are you doing it, Michael? Like, how is your brand successful? And then he just starts talking and has nothing to say. And he's like, David, here it is. I'm going to give it to you right now. Here it is. And it's, you know, vis-a-vis the following.
I love vis-a-vis.
No matter who you are or where you're going or who you're with. Never, ever, no matter what, no matter where you're going.
Was that when he was going to get the job and then he thought he was going to get the job and then he doesn't end up getting
no,
it?
No, that was after.
Oh.
When he, like, Scranton became, like, the best branch and David was like, I just don't understand how. And that was Michael's response. Also, I've obviously been rewatching The Office. I did it all the way through. I'm headed back to the beginning now.
Mm.
I think that Jan is probably the most brilliant comedic character of all time.
Jan's great.
Jan is, there has never been anything like or will be like Jan ever again. Like, so brilliant to make a character that, like, starts off as this, like, straight-laced, professional, like, rule follower and just have her devolve
off
completely.
The deep end.
But,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just so, I just fucking love Jan.
Good.
If I could play it.
And I love that that went from, like, the development of Jan was just, like, she can't stand him and he's, like, her, or he, like, Michael's, like, her, like, so far subordinate,
mm-hmm.
and then it ends up like she's getting a boob job to like get back with Michael,
yeah.
and like he ends up supporting her.
It's perfect.
It's well done.
It's perfect, and it's not like an I could go on and on. I could do a thesis about Jan Levinson Gould.
I couldn't figure out, like, I thought I was getting those like underground pimples that hurt really bad, yeah. all over my face.
They're just your
tonsil. It's my gua sha.
Oh
no, my gua sha used and abused me.
Maybe stop.
No, because I want to look like the people on my Explore page.
I want a facelift. Oh, I have to tell you something.
I want a face pull.
I think that's
what's
a
the opposite
lift.
Of lift. I want to look like this.
Why?
Because I just want to like upset the beauty standard and be like, I don't need that to be beautiful. I want to look like Homer. Maybe I want to look like Homer.
Maybe you do. Do it then.
I don't.
Do it. I dare you.
I want to be beautiful.
Speaking of, I want to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Something really bad is about to happen with my appearance, and I'm so freaked out. It's not good.
What do you mean?
I have to get my teeth out.
All of them? A couple?
No.
Which specific tooth?
So, here's the deal. My teeth used to be like janked out. Is that the word, janky?
Yeah.
Is that a slur?
Janked out. I've never
janked
heard
out.
Like that.
Is that a slur?
No.
Because I had two snaggle teeth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These big teeth next to my two front teeth are both snaggle teeth, but I got them bonded. So there's like fake teeth, basically.
They got to know each other.
Now they're like bonded to my two front teeth. So it looks like they're. Is no space, but really, if you were to take that chunk of fake tooth out, my snaggle teeth are back. So I'm at the point in my Invisalign where I have to close those gaps now. So I have to take the bonding out, and now my snaggle teeth are going to be back for 3 months.
Well, at least you can, like, it's these teeth, so you can smile like this.
I'm not leaving the house.
You can smile like this, though.
I'm not leaving the house, and when I do, I have to wear the Invisalign because you can't see the snaggles as well when my Invisalign is in.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel horrible for the people that made the Reddit thread called Brooke's Mouth Sounds and then had a lot to say about the Pacific noises that were coming out of my mouth because the Invisalign, but that's going to have to happen again when I get my teeth removed.
Ooh.
Because I'm not going bare-toothed.
r/Brooke's Mouth Noises.
r/Brooke's Mouth Noises. Are going to be back in a big way.
Can I talk about something that's been bugging me?
Is it my mouth noises?
No, it's about this specific thing that's been happening. And then it's never been really brought to my attention that it's a mass issue. And it's really not an issue. Everyone can enjoy themselves and enjoy what they enjoy to do. But this smile, specifically on girls, like I'm just going to say,
why?
And it's been brought to my...
Why specifically younger?
I don't know. But, and then I saw Ariana Grande doing it, and I saw someone on Twitter be like, why is she doing this smile? So, this thing?
That is it. I have seen her do that.
Why are people doing that?
It's just a closed mouth smile.
But it's not, though. It's like you're like about to spit water at me.
Like this?
Like this.
I think that might just be Ariana's smile, and
no,
because
it's
Ariana, people are doing it because she's Ariana.
No, that's like a closed mouth smile where it's like, but it's like the like pushed together lips, like like she's holding not even
no
just
I know
her,
what
like,
you mean you're doing it well I know what you mean I don't know
I can't it's I can't I'll find it and I'll show you guys an example.
You just did it like you really you did it well you showed us
hi. Oh, anyways, that's been on my mind, and you were talking about mouth stuff, and
So no one, if I see a Reddit thread about my snaggle teeth,
you will
that will be my nail in my coffin.
What are you gonna do?
Put the nail in my coffin.
Are you gonna get into the coffin?
I'll already be in it. Would you mind putting the nail in then?
Yeah, I can. You're not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, wait, Lord knows I'm not going to be able to do it.
Do they nail coffins shut? What is that saying about? What's the big idea?
Yeah, I think that's like you're fully dead. Like there's no coming out now.
They don't need to nail it. I'm not going to
I think in real life you wouldn't need to nail it, but in the metaphor maybe it's like you're done.
The nail in your coffin.
It's like the end. It's like the straw that broke the camel's back almost a little, but not really.
I don't like the nail in the coffin. That's implying that we're burying you alive.
It is.
And that you're going to be a fighter.
It is because I guess I'm saying I'm alive while I'm saying the expression. I don't know. Let's pass that off to Homer and call it a day.
Homer, what's RIP Homer? You would have loved nail in the coffin.
He would have.
I got a new upstairs neighbor, which
really?
Is perfect timer. Perfect timing because I'm moving.
And you like them?
No, I think he's filming a new modern rendition of Stomp the Yard. He is Stomp City. He must be wearing combat boots.
Connor, my neighbors, I think what it is I think they set up a bowling league that only meets starting around 12 a.m.
I think
is there another branch of the league
by
you?
We should introduce them to each other and they can make love in a different unit.
In a different unit.
Because Lord knows that they'd be pounding each other through the mattress at 12:01 a.m.
I actually don't think that the people above me are pounding.
No, I'm saying my upstairs neighbor and your upstairs neighbor should make love and make the world's biggest footed baby.
The clunkiest. I was writing something the other day and I was writing Bigfoot for something. And then I was like, can you still say Bigfoot? No. Bigfoot's a slur to the Bigfoot community. They prefer Sasquatch.
You're lying.
Swear. On my L. The Bigfoot community. Bigfoot is derogatory. Sasquatch is preferable.
Is preferred.
Yeah.
It's so good to know that.
No, it is.
I just saw yesterday. So when every Monday, I think, when I would have a job. Back in the day, we had an all-hands meeting where like all hands on deck, like everyone's in the meeting. We'd go through we touch base, go through goals, whatever. They've now changed at a bunch of companies, all hands to all hearts meeting because to be mindful of those who don't have all their hands.
Yeah, I get that. You would love the book I'm about to read.
What about those without hearts?
Wait, Izzy, can you look up the book Out on a Limb? I'm like so excited to read this, genuinely.
Out on a Limb.
L-I-M-B.
What about this book? Why are you warm, sexy, and vulnerable?
You just have to, because it's about, I think both of the main characters are like differently abled. And so the main guy doesn't have a leg. But on the cover, he has a robotic leg. And I saw that in Barnes & Noble. And I said, you're coming home with me.
Did you read it?
No, I'm about to. I'm so excited for this.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Wow, it almost
if anyone
looks,
wants to read it with me.
It's by Hannah Bonham Young. It looks that almost looks like
Bowen Yang.
Brigham Young.
Brigham Young and Bowen Yang had a baby.
Looks like BYU and Bowen Yang had a baby.
I really have a crush on him.
Well, he is a drawing, so... Let's keep in mind.
Well, he's about to be more than that.
In your brain?
He's about to come to life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's
awesome. Mm-hmm. That's the awesome thing about literature.
I so agree.
Wait, sorry.
I need to read a book, y'all. Bad. Because I was in Palm Springs this weekend. There was like straight up nothing to do. Like it was lovely and the weather was great. And like I was breathing air and I was like, oh, the air quality was bad. Because I was breathing and I was like, this tastes good.
Oh.
Just air. And I was sitting there, and I was sitting on a Chase lounge, one of my favorite things to do, poolside. And I'm sitting there, and I was like, wow, a book would really fit well. And I'm tired of my phone. I'm getting the phone ick recently. My eyes are hurting again.
Eyes hurting.
Much like 2020. And I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, I would love to read a book. I could have done it too.
Here's the thing.
If these mischievous kids wouldn't have ruined it.
Here's the thing.
Hit me.
I truly believe with every ounce of my being, it's just about finding the right book. Anyone has the potential to become obsessed with reading.
Right book, right time.
Right book doesn't even have to be the right time. It's just the right book. You know Patrick?
You heard of Patrick? I'm familiar. He doesn't read, can't read.
We found him a gay sports romance.
Wow.
He completely devoured it up, left no crumbs.
I'll tell you what.
And now he's a reading machine.
There is truly nothing. There's no interest in the world that just adding a little sprinkle of horniness can't fix.
So what can we find for you? What's your interest that we can add a sprinkle of horniness?
A sprinkle of horniness. The thing about me,
because it does exist. That's the thing.
The thing about me is like I wouldn't read.
You don't have interest.
I wouldn't read porn. Like I'm good.
It's not Connor. That's the thing. There's different levels. Like I don't really like smut either. It's about like building the romantic tension. It's about the tension that I think is really what
tension on the pages.
What is drawing me in, and I think might draw you in as well as many others.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So what can we find for you?
You know what's weird, and this is going to be crazy, but I have this like random re-up and my interest in these like modern renditions of like World War II stories, like movies and stuff, like Inglourious Basterds I watched recently, really good. There's a new one that just came out that I was talking about on here that had that one dude that plays Superman in it, and I had no idea it was him.
David Cornsweet?
No.
Christopher Reeves?
No, not OG Superman. Sorry, the big buff.
Oh, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. And he's in it, and it's so good.
Let's get you a World War II book.
I know, World War II book, but that's like a little snarky.
Do you want, like, what side of World War II? Like, in, like, the Holocaust?
I don't
want
to be on the Nazi side.
Well, I was going to ask, like, what, yeah, okay.
I feel like that goes without saying.
I mean, like, some people would like to, like, experience what went on that side and read a book about it. Maybe. Not necessarily take part in anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, I, like, a personal, like, diary, I don't know.
Maybe you should read Anne Frank's diary.
Maybe I could read Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah.
No, I did read Anne Frank's diary. I went to the Anne Frank house in Amsterdam.
I really want to go.
It was very cool.
Don't make me too upset.
It was very cool to go. I love Amsterdam. I told you, I don't know if I told it on here. I used to go to Amsterdam a lot. One of my clients worked out there.
Are you serious?
I used to go to Amsterdam a lot because I was entertaining one of my clients who lives out there.
Are you actually serious?
No, I didn't. I've never had a client.
Okay, I didn't. Like, you did work a real job.
So. Yeah, but I never had a client.
So who was the client?
My dad, that was one of his trips that he would do. So I went to Amsterdam a lot. It's so beautiful.
I've never been.
Oh, wow. You would love it. It's so read a book vibes. There was someone that like had a coffee shop on my street. I would go to the same coffee shop every single time. Like the first or second time I went to this coffee shop, we had a long-standing relationship, me and this barista. And I went to like take my coffee to go. And he's like, we don't have to go cups. And I was like, oh. He's like, just sit and drink your coffee. Enjoy your coffee. And I was like, oh.
You might like a barista romance. That's one of your hobbies, coffee shops.
No, because I don't.
What about a barista murder mystery?
Yeah, maybe I would like that. Whoa, wait, hang on. I need to, speaking of that. I was like, oh, wow, like sit and enjoy your coffee. That was like the fact that I'm telling you this and that happened when I was like in my J. Alvarez travel phase really stuck with me. But I was like, I would love to read a book right here instead of sit on my phone. That's so sitting on your phone when you're at a coffee shop or by a pool is like vaping instead of smoking a cigarette. Reading a book is so smoking a cigarette, and being on your phone is so vaping, you know?
Like, when I was eating smoking lunch a cigarette with Andrew Garfield.
So cool.
Yeah.
Vaping. It's like, are you 11?
When I was eating lunch with Andrew Garfield the other day, there was a girl just sitting there reading a book, like out to lunch, and she was alone. And I was completely compelled beyond belief.
Mm.
How great to just be like, I'm going to go to lunch by myself and bring a book.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to a bar, like a happy hour type of bar. Horrible. Is that really pick me?
So like beyond pick me.
I kind of want to though.
You should. That's like the same energy.
It is pick me, but I'm picking me right now.
Okay. I mean, dude.
I'm picking myself.
Dude, if I saw that, I'd be like, we should spitball at her.
No, you know what? It would be pick me if I was reading like Twelfth Night.
Yeah.
I'll bring out on a limb.
Yeah. That was like when Grimes broke up with Elon Musk and she was walking around with like the Communist Manifesto.
I'm not doing that. I'm doing more of like romance.
That's
and
like
Homer.
It's like,
you think reading romance at a bar alone is worse?
I think it's very meet cute esque.
Yeah.
But I think that you might not like what you find there.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. Great movie.
Sorry, is it Mandy Moore in that? Diane Keaton.
I don't know. Mandy. Minka TikTok. I watched a movie. I watched Blink twice. Did you watch Blink
twice? What is that?
It's an A24. Wait, no, it's not A24. It's directed by...
Was that your stomach?
Yeah, it's really gone ham over here. It's really wanting some ham over here.
Yeah.
Ham would be nice. Yeah, it's directed by, what's her freaking name? Zoe Kravitz. When she was dating Channing Tatum.
Oh my God, I loved Blink twice.
Okay, I thought it was going to be the most cliche, like, it's like a funny cast. Like, it's going to be so. It's
totally Get Out. Vibe.
Holy moly. Like, I don't even want to give it away for anyone. That was so dark.
I spoke about this in length on this very podcast.
Wow. I don't remember.
I don't either, but I know I did it.
I don't know. Wow.
Wow, right?
Wow. No, but at the end, I was like, they're going to flash A24 on the credits. No, just Zoe Kravitz. Who is so A24? Zoe Kravitz is so A24.
Cool. Yeah, it was very Get Out vibes, Jordan Peele vibe. Yeah. I loved it.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Well, I wasn't really enjoying it because I thought it was literally like like The Holiday, you know. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Like a romantic trip.
Like, yeah, like like a rom-com meet cute.
Oh.
And then the first flashback happened and I was like,
I think you should eat something.
This is like a level of like stomach grumbling that I've never experienced to date.
I don't think I've ever heard someone's stomach yearning that loud.
Yearning
for something.
Oh my God. It's gonna be okay. Like, this is nothing you haven't experienced before.
Yeah.
And it's simply, I had a banana. Francis Coppola, how do you say his last name? Did I say it right? Coppola? Like, was doing a Ask Me Anything on Instagram. He's 87 years old doing an AMA on Instagram stories. And someone was like, what do you eat in a day? Love your family, by the way. He was like, half a banana or three quarters of a banana, a black coffee, and half a cup of Chobani. And someone was like, why three fourths of a banana? He was like,
Is it picking up on the mic?
Three fourths of a banana is perfect, and a full banana is too many calories. And someone's like, Francis Coppola comes out.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that's making me laugh.
Chill out. It's embarrassing.
It's funny because you can't control it.
No, it literally is like having like a. Like a toddler with me going, mommy, 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 shut up, bitch. We're going to eat later. Oh, heavens. Oh, heavens to Betsy. But it said Francis Coppola comes out as anorexic at 87. Oh, my gosh. That's such like a high fashion model breakfast, 3/4 banana, and so specific.
Yeah. You know what tweets have been cracking me up?
Which?
Do people still call, what does Elon want you to call the
posts?
Posts?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what tweets have been cracking me up are the ones about that movie of the musician that made himself a chimp.
So funny.
I can't even tell you his name because no one knows who he is, but it flopped so bad that all the tweets are basically just like, no one knows who this person is. Like, what were you? No one knows who this person that decided to portray himself as a chimp is.
Wait, do you know why he portrays himself as a chimp?
Because that's how he feels.
As a chimp? No, because he said that people have more empathy for chimps than other people.
I don't know who that person is.
No, he's not a he's not a historical figure.
He's a musician. He's a musician.
Was he? Is it based off of a real?
Yes,
it's a biopic.
It's a biopic, Connor.
A biopic.
It's a biopic, Connor.
About Robbie. It's
about
Williams.
Robbie Williams.
Who is?
But no one knows who Robbie Williams is. So obviously, it tanked like beyond belief.
It didn't even make $1 million.
And all of the tweets are cracking me up. Of just like, we don't know who he is. Okay, let me read this to you. It's hysterical.
Can we go to that first question?
What the Robbie Williams biopic Better Man isn't exactly going bananas with a puny 580,000 opening day.
Yeah.
Paramount acquired the feature for North American distribution for $25 million, and someone quoted it and was just like, what part of we don't know who the fuck this is are y'all not getting? It's just cracking me up, but I feel a little bad.
You know what tweet has been cracking me up in the same vein?
Huh.
Katy Perry donating all of her new album sales to the LA
USD.
To the LA wildfires, and people are like, what is the LA wildfires going to do with $8?
Yeah. That's good too.
It's so mean.
It's really mean.
Oh, we have to talk about TikTok getting banned because it's happening on, by the time this comes out, like it will be, we'll be posting our final clips on TikTok because it's gone on.
Are we sure?
It's gone on Sunday.
But someone filed something.
No, they've already said they're done being interested in selling it to a U.S. entity.
I still don't think so.
Well, Mr. Beast was like, I'll buy it. And he has enough money, I think. And a bunch of billionaires, I guess, reached out to him. And they were like, we'll help you buy it. No, they said, I just saw it this morning. They were like, we're not interested in selling it to a U.S. entity.
I really am telling you, it will exist. Also, even if it does get taken away, it will still be on our phones for us to have it to hold. It's not going off of our phones.
It's inaccessible.
We just won't be able to update it.
It's inaccessible.
No, we'll be able to use it.
I just looked it up this morning.
I did too.
It will be inaccessible.
It will be inaccessible.
Without a VPN. And I guess apparently if you use a VPN, it's like punishable by law. I do not like the beat.
No one likes the beat.
I need to know.
But I really am almost positive you can still scroll.
I need to know. Well, it's really weird as like an influencer or something like, if they find out you're using it and you're so clear, like, hey, I was at the farmer's market today in Brentwood, they're going to be like, you're using it in the United States. That's punishable. Like, what are the punishments? Maybe I'll pay a fine to keep posting because I downloaded Red Note, which is the Chinese app equivalent. And it's like, hey, we're going to use your data more. That's like, am I giving more data to China? But then again, it's like, what, you're going to give me a more targeted ad? I love my ads. Here's more. Here's more of my data. What I'm worried about is when this, whatever they're going to do with the data, like, is it going to be like the end of the world? Like, because they'll own our data. What can they do with data?
I don't know. I really don't.
If it's just to sell us stuff, like, great. I love buying stuff.
I agree. But I think it's probably more sinister.
More sinister that, like, they're going to be like, oh, we know they have access to all my photos. I allowed them full access to my albums. Cannot figure out how to post. I've been having to screenshot and then go over to Google Translate on the image and copy and paste things over. And it's like still kind of not completely transcribed to English. And it's like, username, no. And I'm like, okay, does that mean I have to change my username? What are you talking about? But I guess it's been, people are having fun. Red Note.
I've never heard of Red Note.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
I'm full blown on the app. If you want to follow me, I don't really understand what my username is. I think it's Fibula with two A's, but they told me username no this morning. So I don't know if that's going to
come up. They told you no?
It just said, it was like in Chinese, Mandarin, which by the way is the most widely used language in the world apparently.
Yes.
So I'm interested in learning Mandarin because it seems like maybe that's the future. because this app is the future and we're going to be learning Chinese. We're going to be being exposed to more Chinese culture. I'm excited personally.
I feel like there's more to Chinese culture than Red Note.
Well, they're like, we're posting stuff like.
Have you been to China?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Shotgunning beers. And they're like, why are they drinking beer like that? And they're like, it's common to do to drink beer like this before a football game. Shotgunning beers. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, interesting. But everyone's being so friendly and nice. And they're joking around, like the Chinese people on Red Note are being like, we're going to steal your data. It's like funny.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Give me your data.
I do think that if TikTok does disappear, I won't be downloading another app.
I just don't want to be like a late.
I guess I might have to, though, for my job.
Yeah. I don't know if you can get a brand deal on Red Note. Like, okay. I don't know what the. Like, if they can do sponsored posts. I'm sure a lot of people are like, finally, I'm free of the sponsored posts. But I am worried about paying rent. However, I'm just curious if people are going to, like, if they're going to fix the Reels algorithm and it's going to be, like,
yeah,
a cultural thing as much. Like, I don't know if someone's going to, like Benson Boone, like a musical artist that's, like, taking over the world. I don't know if, like, someone like that
you
can just.
You think Benson Boone's taking over the world?
Yeah, like full blown at every music festival. He's one of the most talented singer songwriter performers that I've genuinely seen.
Anything besides that, you know the one.
Yeah, beautiful things. there's others for sure.
What are they?
It's the only one I know too.
Well, for someone taking over the world,
I mean, I'm just seeing how much he's touring. He's gone a world tour.
That's you should open for him.
Hey everybody, what the hell's up with Benson Boob?
That's actually a really good idea to have a comedian open for a headlining performer.
Yeah.
Like, I so like that. You should perform at Coachella.
I would love that. I kind of low key performed at Outside Lands.
I remember that. Yeah, you did.
I didn't do anything. I just moderated Hank cooking at Outside Lands.
But do you want to go to Coachella this year?
I want to. I don't know if the tour will allow me. Mm. I definitely can't go to Stagecoach, which is making me.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. I really want to go to Coachella. A lot of people don't know how much I love Green Day.
I had no idea. You're looking kind of Green Day today.
Really?
In your striped sweater.
Are you familiar with American Idiot, the musical?
No.
There's a musical, kind of like Mamma Mia vibes, that's just the Green Day discography. And they just like turned all of those songs into a story and made it a musical.
That's really.
And that's why I love Green Day. I only listen to the original Broadway cast, though.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I used to think my good friend, like, lived across the street from me growing up. His older brother had like a garage band and they would play only Green Day because that's the songs that they were learning. And I thought truly they were like taking over the world, Benson Boone style. Like, I was like, they wrote Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I walked a lonely road.
Fabulous.
And I was like,
whoa.
Well, I live across the street from rock stars.
Yeah.
And I told I would hear Green Day on the radio and I'm like, this is my neighbor's older brother. For years, I was like, they live across the street from me. And everyone, I went to camp for 10 years. I was like, all of them live across the street from me.
That's the amazing thing about Green Day. Green Day is something different to everyone. For you, it's your neighbor's older brother. And for me, it's the original Broadway cast of American Idiot.
It's like,
and that's fine.
Green Day showed themselves to you in a way that was most adoptable for you.
That's what's so powerful about Green Day. It doesn't matter who's singing. It's the songs.
Who is singing, by the way? Billy? Billy.
Jay.
Billy? Not,
why do I want to say Billy Joel?
It's not Billy Joel.
I think it's Billy Joel Armstrong.
Olstein? Billy Joel Olstein.
I think it's Armstrong.
It's Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
You were really close.
Yeah. What is he up to?
He's still touring.
Oh my God, he'll be at Coachella.
They do shows still, yeah, I was going to say.
I'm obsessed.
I wish Adele would go to Coachella and do a Coachella.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
That's something that I truly feel like that would be. Adele and I have a really specific relationship that she's not involved in at all, but
like
her music.
Like Lizard and
is.
I vibes?
Like, I listen to Adele and I like Girl That's Gonna Be Okay, you know, like blanket wrapped around me, cup of hot tea.
I do know.
And I sit there with like the cold morning air brushing against my cheeks and I'm watching and there's steam coming off of like the river and I'm taking a deep breath saying, yeah,
What's your favorite Adele song?
I like All Night Parking, which is one that's
fabulous.
Yeah. I love that one. But I really like, I like one of the albums. I can't remember which one it is, but it was like pre-Hello. I think it was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Had like the whole thing.
Take it all.
Unskippable.
Unskippable.
Couldn't imagine skipping.
No, let's look at those.
It was.
I think that might be the best album.
Rolling in the Deep, great. Turning Tables, great. Set Fire to the Rain, obviously. Take It All.
Take It All, I think, is maybe my favorite.
One and Only.
One and Only might be my favorite. One and Only might be my favorite.
Someone Like You, Rumor Has It, Don't You Remember
might be my favorite, too.
He Won't Go.
Another one of my favorites, almost.
I'll Be Waiting. Holy shit.
And Love Song.
And Love Song. I mean, unskippable. Wow.
What's on 19?
Let's look.
Turning Tables.
We have a computer in our pocket now.
Yeah. Turning Tables. Oh my God.
I don't know this one at all.
Are you serious?
Chasing Pavements. Right as Rain. I love Right as Rain. She has Chasing Pavements on there twice. Make You Feel My Love. That's
yes,
my
yes,
top
yes,
three.
Yes, 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 yes. Devastating Glee performance of Make You Feel My Love. Devastating.
Damn.
Oh, that's it. I quit. I'm moving on. That one's jazzy.
That one's good. This is just, that's one of those things like, I do wish I went and saw Eras Tour. I do wish I would have seen Sabrina Carpenter live. I'm trying to think of another one. I will be seeing Justin Bieber live. Mark my damn words.
Mark my damn words.
I'm just saying it here in the manifestation space. Manifestation space. He's going to go on tour next year. Maybe end of this year, next year, but definitely next year. And I will. My ass will be stitched to the seat.
You know what I can't get out of my head recently?
What?
Luda, when I was 13... I found my first love.
There was no one that compared to my baby. No one could ever come above.
Exactly. Yeah. That's been in my head.
She got me going crazy. I was starstruck.
She woke me up daily.
I don't need no Starbucks.
She make my heart pound.
Skip a beat when I see her in the street, Anne.
It's cool on the playground.
But I really want to meet her in the sheets,
no.
Right?
No. See her in the week?
See her in the weekend.
And. Yeah, I think so. Did we do our predictions last week or just our ins and outs?
All I said was Queen and Thief would come back. Yeah. They went by really quickly because you had two. I had one.
Well, I know mine was Justin Baldoni and who make a podcast?
Armie Hammer.
Yeah. I still think that.
A and J make a P.
I think that A and J are about to make a P. What was my other prediction? Oh, Glee. A Glee type of show.
My goal this year is... When I move, obviously, I really want when I like make my bedroom livable, you know, not have my laundry chair, which by the way, I did my laundry chair. I don't know if anyone's been keeping up with that.
Such a fine line between a laundry chair and a cuck chair.
Well, no one can cuck for you if you have a pile of clean laundry.
You'd be surprised.
You think someone's going to get into your, well, that would be lovely. That might be lovely to be covered
in
clean, warm laundry and be doing whatever you're doing below the surface.
It might be lovely.
Wow, maybe something to think about.
Yeah.
Someone that has a kink for Diva Wash and their wife getting railed.
I bet there's like a big overlap in the two communities.
Clean laundry.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think one of the worst parts of every single day of my life is finding two pairs, like a pair of socks that match. And I really, if I start my day with two unmatching socks, I do think about how they don't know each other.
Do you know who wears... mismatched socks every single day of his life.
Who? Oh, Matthew Gray, Goob.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
He's never worn a pair of matching socks.
I don't have that in me. Like, I really think about, like, I'm like, they've never met. They don't know each other. I don't know when the last, they weren't washed together probably, but I don't have a pair of matching socks anymore. These are branded. These are from a brand.
And is that fine?
I want to wear white clean socks. Like, I want to wear them and I want them to match.
Buy a new pair.
I don't, my drawers just absolutely, my cup is overfilled with socks.
Sometimes you literally need to just bite the bullet and get rid of the socks that don't have a buddy. It's devastating and it's sad. And someone should write a book about where all of the lost one solo socks go.
I think they have.
Great children's book, by the way. But it has to be done.
I agree. So... That's what I'm looking forward to. That's going to be one of my biggest goals when I move is overhaul on my sock and underwear drawer. And just like every time I wear a pair of socks, putting them back together. If they're clean enough to wear, put them here. If they're not clean enough, I'm just doing a load of socks. And I'll keep my socks together.
My brain's really taking that idea of the sock children's book and running with it. Like, imagine a story about where the one sock that goes missing in the laundry, like, gets sucked to another world.
I think that that's machine. Literally a premise of a book that exists. Because inside the washing machine is like,
no, are you
Narnia.
Thinking of Gregor the Overlander?
I don't know.
Did you ever read those?
I don't.
They were Suzanne Collins's first books before The Hunger Games. They were like middle grade. And I think maybe Gregor got sucked into the laundry machine and that's how he went to the underworld. But what if we made that socks?
What if we made it socks, you guys? No, like, what if we broke out of our shells that we've been put in because of politics that have put us into this box? And what if we just made it socks?
What if we made it socks?
What if the socks left the box? And it seems they've grown legs and left the box. What, do you think it just grew legs and walked away? It's the most, that is the most, like,
I don't want someone to take my idea.
Brooke, you have another book to write? Like, why don't you, like, let's focus
on. I have two, and
let's focus on that and not throw so much.
Well,
on
I'm
socks.
Saying this could be the second book.
This is not your second book, Brooke. focus on your novellas and let someone take the sock idea.
I don't know. Don't take the sock.
Verbal trademark.
Verbal trademark is binding in the state of California, in the county of Los Angeles.
And any IP created in those podcasts is owned and operated by Lady Efron LLC.
I will be writing a book about where do the socks go in the laundry machine.
Where did the
to the underworld? And you can illustrate it.
I can't.
You're a good drawer.
No, I'm not. When's the last time I drew some?
You're good.
Girl. So I haven't found an apartment. I know everyone's been desperately begging me for my updates there. I haven't found one yet.
Are you going to sign a lease on one without seeing it first, do you
think?
No,
I'm going next week.
Oh, okay.
I'm going after we record the podcast next week.
For good?
No, I'm going to go tour some apartments. I have a little bit of work in the city. Heard of it? Have you ever heard of work?
The sequel to Sex in the City?
Yeah, it's where I have no sex when I go to the city and I just go to one event.
What's the event?
And I post TikTok.
Can you tell us?
It's for Celsius.
Holy.
I'm going to go work out with Tyler Cameron.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough because a lot of people aren't going to be able to tell us apart.
Tyler Cameron has seen us in some of our most vulnerable moments.
You.
And now soon to be you, maybe.
I'm not going to break a sweat working out next to TC. I'm gonna be bench pressing one of his thighs.
I can't believe TC saw me throw up so many times into a bag while I was floating.
Brooke, I can't believe I'm scared of flying and I went vertical in a Boeing 737.
Was genuinely so. Imagine being nauseous, puking, and you can't actually even stay seated because the plane, the gravity in the plane is lifting you up in your chair.
I feel like I've never told the fact that this was sponsored by Dr. Pepper, that thing that we did, the anti-gravitron floating weightlessness, zero gravity experience that we did. And like, as a joke, I was like, I'm going to chug 3 Dr. Peppers. I chugged them and they were like, hey guys, make sure you don't drink anything carbonated. And I was like, wow, what? And then I got on the plane and they kept having to take me and put like an essential, like essentially a diaper on over my C and B. And yeah. I kept having to pee in a B.
Yeah.
Like genuinely put my pee into a hole.
Yeah.
In this bag. And then I would just like pee into the sack.
Yeah.
Into my magic sack.
Yeah. Out in the open too.
Yeah, out in the open. It was really something that I'll never do again, but I'm glad that we did it.
Yeah, I'm obviously glad that we did it. Like, never in 1,000,000 years would I do it again. Like, even maybe to save someone's life.
I think after my event this week, I'll be looking like David Dobrik with my shirt off.
AI doesn't even look that much like AI.
I can't speak on it.
Okay.
No.
Wait, you had so many things that you wanted to say on.
I covered a lot of them. I was just wanting to say that when I was packing up my existing suitcases in my 10x10 apartment, I lost my wallet again and I have not found it. And I've been traveling around with my passport for days. And I'm just saying, like, I'm going to lose my passport soon. It's a matter of tea. And scared.
Don't. Try not to.
I ordered a new license online, but it sucks. I really wanted to get my California ID so I could give it to my kids.
Oh, you never got one? You can have mine.
The DMV is... When are we going to fix the DMV?
Never. That's just like one of those things that is like, we'll have to say that way because it's such a like uniting human experience. Like we can't lose that. We all have that.
Did you know that my car's not been registered since I think 2021?
I do know that.
And I couldn't even get an appointment because it opens every single day at 7 a.m. online to make an appointment. And as soon as you do it, they only book 3 months out and like someone would get like the next day.
You need to just show up and wait in line.
No.
That's what I did.
No. Like I would need to bring drinks and then they'd be like.
Bring drinks.
No, I'm not bringing drinks to the DMV. The DMV should have a bar. I'm doing Dry January.
Are you?
Yeah. Only Heineken Zeros for me, babe. I do like okay. What I like about Heineken Zeros is I can physically go to any bar still, watch football, and still that like every bar has them. So I can still like smell the aura of the bar. The bara.
Ooh, you should make a for merch like a beer scented bar candle.
It would make your apartment smell like shit though. Like
But don't you like the smell of a bar?
I like the smell of a bar. I would not want that in my home. If you've ever had like a party at your house or something and you've woken up in the morning and like you have slippers on or something and they're making that like stick to the ground noise. That's what I don't want in my, I never
the
want.
Candle won't do that.
It would just give me
it's
that.
It's all the good parts of the bar and none of the sticky floors.
The good parts of the bar is that it's not at my house. That's what I like about it.
The touche.
I think I left a candle on in my house.
That's not as bad as you think it is.
I think it is because if I was the new starter of a fire in my historic neighborhood, like I would not want that.
I do agree.
You know what I was thinking about with the fires the other day? And this is going to be like not in relation to how serious they are. I was just thinking about, because they were started on a hiking trail, can you imagine like, now it's like obviously like don't smoke a cigarette outside or flick it or anything. But like before that, people smoke weed outside here all the time. Imagine if it was just like a group of 20-somethings that were smoking a joint, like flick the joint. Didn't even litter. And they're sitting here with us being like, yeah, like who the fuck started those fires?
Yeah.
That's fucked so up and scary. If you legitimately accidentally did that, like, would you go to jail for your whole life? Because it's legal to smoke a joint outside in California if you're...
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Obviously, responsibly.
There's no way that if somebody smoked a joint and one of the embers from the joint started the Palisades fire, like, there's no way that could get tracked back to them. Unless they find the one ember and test it for DNA, which they can't do.
I don't know what they can and can't do. But what if they were able to trace it back to someone with, like, narcolepsy? And say this person like didn't even know that they had narcolepsy, okay? So like it's like a new thing.
How do you not know?
Okay, someone had a stroke. They've never had a stroke before. And they're like maybe smoking a cigarette, not illegal. And they like have a stroke, pass out, whatever. The cigarette just kind of just rolls down the street, starts a brush fire, starts a trash fire, whatever. And causes $50 billion in damages. Can they be held responsible for like manslaughter and property damages?
So.
That would be like
I don't know, though.
A very severe act of God. It wouldn't be called a natural disaster. They're already looking into like Con Edison, which is like who provides the power for all of our apartments and houses in California, basically. They said that, like that it was probably one of their power lines.
Speaking of things we don't know, something to end on really quickly. You know how last week we were talking like really in depth about medication and how Motrin doesn't work and Advil's really works? Had no fucking idea they were both ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, a lot of medical professionals were able
obviously
to
they were able to let us know immediately.
Make that known.
Yeah. I am shocked. What's the difference then? And why does Motrin not work?
It's not our business to know the difference between those two.
It's a cute name for a cat.
Motrin?
Advil.
That is cute.
Yeah.
One of my friend's dog is named, one of them, he has two Shih Tzus, Andrew, Mishan. They're named... spinach and Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. That's to die.
Yeah.
Is it first name Blue, middle name Tooth?
I don't know.
I'm actually obsessed with the idea of getting another cat and naming it Advil.
Advil and Motrin.
Hi, this is John and Advil.
John and Advil. That's cute. Because you call it Addy.
Stop.
No.
Addison Rae. Yeah. Because I call John like John Hancock.
John Hamm.
John Since Marie mostly. John Hamm. John Luther King Jufer.
Oh, I got tattoos last week.
Oh my god, show us. Wait, should we go to the bonus for that?
I'll show you in the bonus. It's really nothing to write home about. I was just walking. I found a new coffee shop / bodega, of course, right when I'm moving out. And this is what I used to pray for. It has a deli with some of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Oh my god.
It has one of those big, old, nice ass silver, like chrome coffee machines. Their coffee is so dank. And then I'm sitting there having my coffee when all the ashes filled it up and ruined it. And they sell like everything, onions, pasta, like all that, the last
thing. They sell onions and pasta?
Yeah, like, you know, like the last ingredient that you need and you're like, oh my gosh, the grocery stores are like so far away, I don't want to get in my car.
Like a clove, like garlic or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have cloves of garlic and they also have this big old, the coffee's so good. So I'm sitting there and I look to my left and there's a tattoo shop, a tattoo. And I was like, fuck it. Everywhere I live and every period of my life, I get a tattoo. This one,
I love your tattoo.
I looked down and I was like, okay, I'm literally yatted to the gods. Like, I need to chill because now it's turning into like low key patchwork and I want to like leave it be for a minute.
People were really mad at me about my patchwork take.
I saw that.
But I also have them.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They can still be cute and out.
Yeah, they could be. That's called timeless.
It's called timeless.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay, let's go because I'm about to start peeing out of my mouth. It's coming up.
I'm hungry. Like, I'm about to eat this basket of knickknacks.
Okay. Love you all. Stay safe if you're in LA.
Or check, other places, or other that are places dangerous.
Too, but LA especially. And check our bio for any resources.
You'll see several links in our bio.
Thank you. See you in the bonus.
Bye, guys.
This week on Close Friends.
When you get your tonsils out, do you get to keep them, like, in a jar? I'm assuming no, because no one even will make eye contact with me after I ask that. Roll off the tongue to make my mouth feel good. Oh my gosh, where's my cock ring?
Do you mind if I wipe my nose on the mic?
You're a nasty girl. We would love all the entire audience to stand up, please, as we praise God. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.